I want to apologize to those people who asked about the Yismach Yisrael shiur this week. Due to the erratic schedule in yeshiva, I didn't have a chance to share it during the week, only on Shabbos. And now it's after Shabbos, but I thought it would be kedai to still learn together and record two pieces from the Shabbos Shuva Torahs of the Yismach Yisrael, just to make sure that we have a sense of hamshacha in our learning. So we'll learn Os Tes and Os Yud together for those who want to listen to this and want to learn it. If not, it'll be good chazara for myself. Al kushya sheshamati begrodzitsk b'shem hadvar kadoshim. He writes in Os Tes about the question that he heard in Grodzitsk. Ma zeh shekasav b'torah umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in Devarim Parak Lamed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to circumcise our hearts and the hearts of our children. He's going to remove the Yitzhara from our heart. It's also important to note that here it describes the circumcision of the heart. Sometimes the Torah refers to the circumcision of the Arlas HaLev. Here it's not the circumcision of the Arlas HaLev, but of the Lev itself. So the Pasuk says Hashem is going to circumcise our hearts and the hearts of our children. The question that he said he overheard in Grodzitsk was Halav HaTorah hi nitzchis, v'lechol echad miYisrael yadaber, u'maze es levav zarecha. If the Torah is speaking to everyone, so why does it mention you and your children? Presumably, the "you" in the pasuk as levavcha is a reference to everyone. That includes the children of the future as well. The Torah is eternal. The Torah is speaking to every Jew. So, what does it mean? Ki'ilu, the Torah is speaking to you, and then there's some future generation that's not included in this that it mentions it separately. Levav zarecha. Again, the children presumably are also the recipients of this Dvar Hashem. Obviously, the pashup shot in a historical context is that Hashem was speaking to these people and saying that in the future the same thing will be true. But the command of, or the hope of, Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha should apply to all generations. And therefore you don't need to distinguish between levavcha, you, the Jewish people, and zarecha, who are also the Jewish people. So he answers with the following explanation, and it's important to think about as you come to Yom HaKippurim. Ulai ha-perishu al-pi ha-mavur b'sefer asar ma'amaros, he answers based on Yesod, from the Ramami Pano, the great Italian Makubal, in his Sefer, in his work, Asar Ma'amaros. Shekisha Adam Yisrael Chote, Hu Machti Chas V'Shalom Gam La'Avosav Asher Kvar Inam Ba'Olam Hazeh. A very, very scary idea, and hopefully an inspiring idea to help us to make the right choices. When a person does an Aveir in this world, it not only puts a pagam, not only puts a spiritual scar on that individual, but it actually causes sin to the avos, to one's ancestors, to one's parents, to one's grandparents, great-grandparents. When we do averos, it reflects poorly upon the earlier generations. And therefore, when we say hashamnu bagadnu, we say ha'avinu. Ha'avinu hu pol yotze. Ha'avinu doesn't just mean that we acted perverse, but we perverted others. We caused the ways of those who came before us to look corrupted and perverted by our perverted and corrupt behavior. V'kasher kvar harachnu bir dvarav kadoshim barucha. As we've already explained earlier, he writes in Parshas Kedoshim. So let's just pause here for a second and turn to Parshas Kedoshim. In Os Beis, in Parshas Kedoshim, where the pasuk says, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, and it's immediately followed by Ish imo v'aviv tirao v'shap susai tishmoru. So he explains over there again, quoting from the Asa Ma'amaros, really connecting it to a pasuk as well. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Chatanu im avoseinu. Chatanu im avoseinu means that our sins have caused damage to our avos. And therefore, kedoshim tiyu, live a holy life, is followed by ish imo v'aviv tirao, because when we live a life that lacks kedusha, so that's a disgrace for aviv and for our parents and the earlier generations, for aviv v'imo, for those who came before us. We disgrace the life that they've invested or given us, or granted us as partnering with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara in Kedushin says in Daf Lamed Amud Beis, there are three partners in man. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a mother, and there's a father. So the same way that Kedoshim Tiyu asks of us to maintain the Kedusha of the soul, namely the part that was given to us by Hashem, so too we have to realize that when we do Averos, again, Chatanu im Avoseinu, Hainu im Chelak Avoseinu, we cause damage to our ancestors. And that's a very sad picture to think about, to think of our righteous ancestors who are going to be dragged down by our perverse and lowly behavior. So returning now to the Yismach Yisrael in Shabbos Shuva, so he says, therefore it's ha'avinu. Ha'avinu again doesn't just mean that we've perverted our ways, but we've caused perversion, we've created perversion, we've created a perspective of perversion about others who were originally innocent through our bad choices. Im kein kasher hevticha makadosh baruch hu ala tshuva, sheyizku kulam l'tshuva shleima ula ava v'yira. So therefore, let's go back to our pasuk. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising that there's going to be tshuva, and it's going to be a tshuva shlema, and we're going to have proper levels of avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. The question, of course, then remains, well, what's going to happen if the future generations come and drag me down? What's the point of doing tshuva? I can't take achrayas for everyone in my future. V'im chas v'shalom yavau b'nehem achrayam v'yechtu chas v'shalom. And if you'll say, what's going to be the future generations are going to sin? Af im yihyu bali tshuva v'yireyim v'oavim mikol makom yechtu v'yifkumu al yidei ma'isa b'nehem. So a person will say, even if I'm a bal tshuva, I'm an emistic bal tshuva, with yiras Hashemayim and avas Hashem, mikol makom, my sins of my descendants are going to damage me. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a havtach in the pasuk. Lakach evtichum teikuf. Gam al tshuvas b'nehem achareyem, v'shiu gam kem ovdei Hashem. Therefore, the pasuk says, Umbal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha. If you work at it, Pischuli Pesach, Kechuda Shomachar, if you engage in the process of tshuva, Hashem says, I will help you to achieve complete tshuva. And if you're nervous, what's going to be with the future? Well, guess what? Umbal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha, ves levav zarecha. I'm going to take care of your children as well. Hashem is going to make sure that everyone eventually is chozer b'tshuva, oz memeila l'isangu kulam al Hashem. And Amir Hashem, all of the Jewish people will come to serve Hashem. So yes, while the Pasuk is being spoken to every single Jew, but any person who's doing tshuva feels that my tshuva is not in the vacuum. My tshuva is within the context of those who came before me and those who came after me. And I may have had some, I may have sinful descendants, or sometimes even a person has sinful forefathers, those who came before us, and that we feel that stops us. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, you just do your part, and I'll make sure that you're not dragged down by others, and that should give us chizuk to want to do tshuva, and do the best that we can. And hopefully, that if our tshuva is sincere, not only will we be changed, but our children and our descendants will be changed as well. Okay, that's Os Tes. Let's do one more Os Yud. Efshar yesh lomar al derech perish hamishnayis laharambam. Another beautiful pshat here. This is really a very fundamental piece in the concept of tshuva. The Rambam uses a lashon in the Perash HaMishnah to Rosh Hashanah in the fourth parak. The Rambam says, "Lafisha heim yamei avoda v'hachna upachad." Since these are days, these are frightening days, and these are days of submissiveness, of humility, of being afraid of Hashem. Umivrach umanos elav, where we want to run and flee to Him. It doesn't say we want to run from Him; we want to run to Him. So I always explain this lashon of the Rambam based on something that Rav Shimshon Pinkus brings on one of his farm. And that is, he describes that one day, one year on Purim, he decided he was going to dress up like a bear. And he bought this acquired this very realistic bear costume, and he puts on this bear costume, and he walks into the kitchen, and his Rebbetzin's standing there, and one of his young children is standing there, and the little boy runs over to his mommy and says, "Mommy, mommy, save me from the bear, save me from the bear." So she says, "Don't worry, it's not a bear, it's your father. He's just wearing a costume." The little child was very frightened. And then the little boy runs over to the bear and grabs onto the bear's leg, clutching the bear's leg, and says, "Abba, Abba, save me from the bear, save me from the bear." The child understands, on the one hand, there's a bear on the outside, but there's an Abba on the inside. Avinu Malkeinu. Sometimes we're so afraid of Hashem, but where else do we run if not back into the hands of Hashem? So says the Rambam, again, this beautiful Lashon, which also makes its way into one of the Piyutim, the Paitan Shlomo Ibn Gaviral, I believe he was a 13th century Paitan, uses this similar lashon, that we run from Hashem to Hashem, umivrach uminos elav. But how do we understand we run from Hashem by running to Hashem, this mix of emotions that we have during these days? So he explains, based on a beautiful yesod from the Rebbe Rav Bunim of Prashischa. The Rebbe Rav Bunim of Prashischa, Zchusi Yagen Aleinu, explained the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Hei. The Gemara says, Imroa adam shiyasurim ba'am elav, if a person sees that he's being afflicted by various difficulties, various yisurim, yifashvesh b'masav. He should make a cheshbon hanefesh. He should investigate his ways. Pishpesh v'lo matzah yitla b'bitl Torah. If he searches his ways and he sees, I don't have any averos, so he should be tola, he should put his suffering, he should make it dependent upon, he should assign the responsibility upon his bitl Torah. Now, it's a very strange chazal. A person made a cheshbon and nefesh and concluded that he has nothing wrong. So then he concludes, well, it must be I have Bittul Torah. So if you have Bittul Torah, then I guess you do have something wrong. The question in this chazal is, Pishresh v'lo matza yitlev Bittul Torah, if he investigated his ways and he didn't find anything, he should just assume that he has Bittul Torah. Hello, Talmud Torah, can I get kulam? If he has Bittul Torah is arguably, in a certain sense, the most severe of Eretz. Talmud Torah, can I get kulam? Umemela matza harbe. So what does it mean? He didn't find anything. He made a calculation. He made a chashbon hanefesh. He didn't find anything. And then what? Yitlev Bittul Torah. Ki'ilu Bittul Torah is some small thing, some crumb to be overlooked. Yitlev Bittul Torah means that ha'ikar chaser mena sefer. The main aveira is very much present in his life. So what do you mean he didn't find anything? Matzah harbe, he's found a lot. He found that he's significantly guilty of Bittul Torah. So the Rebbe Rabbunim takes us into the pnimius of this Maimer Chazal and flips it on its head. Acha inyan hu mishi yasurim ba milav chas v'shalom. Ve'rotza lispa'al Hashem yizbarach lahasar mimenu ha'yasurim yifashvesh b'masav. If a person wants to do tshuva, and he sees that he's suffering from yasurim, and he's trying to figure out, how am I going to ask Hashem to take away these yasurim? So here's what he can do. Here's the tefillah that he can daven. Yifashvesh b'masav. He should look at his davening, he should look at his mitzvos, he should look at his learning, he should look at everything that he does, his mitzvos v'maisim tovim, hainu b'tzid kosov v'maisim tovim shalo, asher b'zchusam yisrapeh, in whose merit he hopes to be healed, and mo helps to be saved from his yisurim. Pishpesh v'lo matza. Here's how the Rebbe Rabbunim learns the Gemara. Pishpesh, he made a cheshbon nefesh v'lo matza, and he sees that I don't have very good mitzvos at all. I don't have mitzvos that I can say, Hashem, heal me in the schus of my mitzvos. I don't have mitzvos. So yitla tfilasu b'bittul Torah. Yitla b'bittul Torah doesn't mean just assume that, I guess, his offense, his guilt, is one of Bittul Torah, but rather yitla tfilasu b'bittul Torah. Make his tfila about Bittul Torah. He should say, Rabbono Sholem, look at me. I don't have mitzvos. I don't have ma'isim tovim. You know why I don't have mitzvos and ma'isim tovim? Yispal of Yom, you should say, Ribbono Sha'olam, al yedei ha'yisur ma'ilu yesh li Bittul Torah. You know why I don't know how to be a good Jew? Because I don't learn. And you know why I don't learn? Because I'm sick and I'm suffering. I don't have time to learn. I don't feel well enough to learn. Ke'ein yecholim lomo Torah be'iyon v'yegiyah mitoch yitzurim rachman al islam. How deep could I possibly come to attach myself to your Torah if I'm all the time? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, let's make a deal. You take away my illness, use me for my suffering, I'll then be able to learn Torah, I'll then be able to provide with Torah and mitzvos and ma'isim tovim, and that's the tefillah that a person, yitla b'Torah again means, not yitla he should say, that my guilt is one of Bittul Torah. To turn it into a tefillah, the reason that I don't have mitzvos and ma'isim tovim is because I don't learn enough. The reason I don't learn enough is because parnas is so difficult, or because I'm so worried about finding a shidduch for my, or because my body is so ravaged with illness. V'zeh ma'im rakas of shuvi al Hashem lokecha. When we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's how to daven. Return to Hashem b'taina with the following expression. Ki chashalta b'avonecha. Chashalta b'avonecha, the Sfarim ask. Chashalta means I've stumbled. Avonecha means I've done averos b'mezid. What does it even mean, I've stumbled intentionally? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these impediments are causing me to do big averos, and I don't want to do big averos. Ratzalomar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, b'shvil ikuv mechilas ha'avonos, by holding me accountable for my averos, eneni yachol lasas ritzoncha v'avodasa, I'm not able to serve you properly. I'm held back by my averos. Hashem, I know maybe my averos, the irony of this piece is, of course, and the chutzpah of this piece is that maybe it's the other way around. The reason I'm suffering is because when things were good, I didn't do mitzvah samayisim tovim. But now we're turning it into a tefillah. And we're saying, Hashem, give me another chance. Take away my suffering that will allow me to get back to Torah. When I get back to Torah, I'll get back to mitzvos and ma'isim tovim. That's what you want, and that's what I want, of course, deep down inside. And that's what it means, k'chu imachem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem. What does devarim mean? Chazal say in the Medrash, ein devarim el Torah u'tfila. Come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu with a tefillah about Torah. V'zeh sha'anu omrim asei l'man kvodecha. Hashem, you don't want it to be this way. But if I'm sick, or if I don't have parnasa, that I'm stuck, and I'm never going to be a good Jew. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, yitla b'bittul Torah, my tefillah is here and hanging off of the Bittul Torah that's a disgrace to you. You don't want Bittul Torah, I don't want Bittul Torah, I don't want illness, I don't want to have a lack of mitzvos ma'isim tovim. So let's start fresh. You grant me mechila, you heal me from my illness, I'll get back to the Beis Medrash. I'll learn what it means to be a Jew. I'll actually become a Jew and be a good Jew through my mitzvah samayisim tovim, and that'll give great honor to you. And therefore, mivrach umanose love. What did the Rambam mean? That we run away from Hashem by returning to Hashem. We're basically saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we've been forced to run away from you, but now that itself is the way that I'm returning to. I'm coming to you saying, Hashem, look how far I've strayed from you. Look how sick I've become, physically, and how ill I am. But that's not helping. That seems to only be making the situation worse. You'll say, Hashem doesn't know what he's doing. When he made you sick, okay, you needed to become sick to come to this realization. But now, Hashem, the distance has caused me to want to run back to you. And my tefillah as I come back to you is, let's start fresh together. I come and complain to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to be with you if you don't give me that chance to start fresh? So I ask you for mechilas avonos, ki chashalta b'avonecha. I'm stumbling over my own averos, and if I don't get the fresh start, if I don't get the good things in life, then I'm never going to be able to get back on track. So Rabbona Sholom, please, I've looked at myself, I see that my mitzvos are insufficient, my matzah, pishpesh v'lo matzah, I've investigated myself, I see that I'm sorely lacking, but again, I ask you to give me another loan, another chance, give me refuah, give me tshuva, give me slicha, mechilu, kapara, so that I'm able to get back to the world of Torah, and then, God willing, from there to the world of mitzvos, samayisim tovim, and asei l'man kvodech. Let's do it for you, Hashem, if not for me. So Mirtz Hashem, we should really take this tefillah to heart. We feel so unworthy to ask for a fresh start, but ask for Hashem. Say, Hashem, you don't like the way that I'm acting, and it's not good for you. It's a disgrace to you. So please, I know I don't deserve the parnasa, and I know I don't deserve the good health, and I know all the punishments are totally justified. I'm not, God forbid, questioning you in that sense. But Hashem, if you don't give me a break, if you don't give me a chance to start over, again, it's this ikuv of mechilas avonos. It's your inability to forgive me that's only creating a further cyclical process of yirida. And therefore, Hashem, give me a loan, give me a chance, give me an opportunity to start fresh, and you'll see that I'm able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim and do great things in the sake of your holy name. Okay, everyone should have a Gemar Chasima Tova, and Amir Tz Hashem, we should be Zocha, Lifnei Hashem Titaro.